specifically the regulations implementing Section 503 of the Rehabilitation Act, and to evaluate whether those policies could be updated, modernized, improved, things along those lines.
And for those people who may not be paying attention, Section 503 of the Disabilities Act essentially don't discriminate based on people on disabilities, right?
That's correct. The Section 503 is intended to promote equal employment opportunities for pertaining to federal contractors. Federal contractors make up about 20% of the total workforce in this country.
And part of the thing that really shocked me is a lot of the data that was out there, there wasn't data out there, and it's only been made, we've only gotten a lot of data really in the last couple of years.
That's correct. The data that has been or had been collected by the Census Bureau and the Bureau of Labor Statistics were not data suitable enough to really measure the number of people with disabilities out there in the workforce.
And there's all sorts of questions now in the census form about disabilities and all sorts of questions that give you a lot more insight into the challenges that folks face.
That's correct. They recently revamped the questions used by the Census Bureau and by BLS in recent years after conducting several years of research into the matter. And at this point have come up with survey questions that are better suited to measuring the people with disabilities, their participation in the workforce.
And if you're looking at modernizing Section 5, not you, but if one is looking at modernizing Section 503, does that mean it's not been updated in a long time or isn't meeting the needs that people feel it needs to?
Well, I would say probably both. It has not been updated since the 1990s. And there are many people out there that feel that that there is not enough effort underway to promote equal employment opportunities for people with disabilities.
And so there are a number of recommendations in here. Talk about some of these, because essentially one of the broader recommendations is that there need to be some kinds of is goals a too strong word?
No, goals is not too strong a word. Goals, employment goals, are part of the lexicon of the Department of Labor's compliance efforts to ensure equal employment opportunity. I would say that the crux of what we were looking at here is to investigate whether or not there are any good, valid data sources to work with to assess the availability of labor of people with disabilities. And that was what we were investigating principally in our study.
So, and just describe to me a little bit what that means.
Okay, so basically, you have Company X, and they might be employing 2% of their workforce might be people with disabilities, whereas after doing our quantitative analysis, we might learn that the labor availability of people with disabilities might be 6%. So then we end up comparing 2% to 6%. And so how do we get to the 6%? What data are we using? How do we analyze it? That's what our study was about.
And one of the recommendations calls for reframing the provisions relating to self-identification of disabilities. What does that mean?
Okay, well, self-identification is important to this overall effort because in order to do quantitative analysis, in order to do measurement of people with disabilities in the workforce, you need to have some means or way of counting them, and therefore they have to be identified. And when people with disabilities are applying for a job, they have to self-identify their disability status, or the employer is not really going to know.
Right.
So
And one of the challenge, it seems, here is traditionally, at least as far as I understood it, employers couldn't ask whether somebody had a disability. So it almost creates that conundrum. Hold on, do I put that forward or do I not put that forward?
Well, employers were always at liberty to ask, but it was, I think the issue was more the timing of it.
Yeah.
That is that the direction from or the guidance from Department of Labor was to ask after an employment offer was made as opposed to before. But there is nothing in current law that would really prevent employers from asking before, so long as everything is voluntary.
So out of your studies, did you get a sense as to are government contractors particularly good hirers of people with disability or particularly bad?
Well, it's really hard to say at this point because there have been no valid measures to speak of.
Mm-hmm.
From a kind of
so almost the question is bad at what we don't know what the what it was,
right?
Yeah,
from a broader point of view, there are statistics put out by government agencies that point to very poor participation in the workforce of people with disabilities. We just have not, there has just not been a means to really do any kind of measuring of compliance at the individual employer level.
And so, in part, even though we have this additional data on the number of people with disabilities, we don't really know what their employment or lack of employment is in the government space.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And in order to go forward with some kind of quantitative analysis, employers would have to start asking, voluntarily asking job applicants on their disability status before an offer was actually made, as well as afterwards.
There's not a rule out there yet. There's a notice of proposed rule out there, which is essentially asks a lot of these questions. Hold on, how could you deal with this? And if there were rules, could you meet it? Is essentially what the Labor Department's asking, right?
Right. And our report addresses these questions and provide certain recommendations. Our report at this stage is only an independent evaluation. It does not necessarily represent the official views of the Department of Labor.
Right. This was a data gathering so people could know, at least they had with some information to base their notice for proposed rules.
That's correct.
Yeah. So some of the recommendations, does it seem after having studied this that there needs to be some kind of policy that says, hold on, we don't have enough? Well, I guess somebody needs to make the determination eventually whether we have enough or not.
Yeah, I think if you can't measure or take stock of how many people are getting hired that who do have disabilities, at the individual employer level, you know, you really don't have any good handle on the level of compliance or just how well equal employment opportunities are being promoted.
And one of the interesting parts of your report, and I'll just read it, and you can explain it a little bit more. Current provisions of Section 508 do not provide applicants with sufficient choice in determining how information disclosed will be used by contractors and who will have access to that information. This lack of clarity can adversely affect the extent by which employers are designing and people with disabilities are taking advantage of targeted recruitment and hiring incentives.
Yes, our assessment is that the regulations, the guidance that could be provided on asking for information on disability status could be better specified with less ambiguity than there is currently in the system today.
Folks who read this report, is there one piece they should take away? Is there something you hope they learn?
Well, I think the basic our basic finding is that there There is now good data out there to work with. It's the Census Bureau's American Community Survey, ACS data.
Mm-hmm.
And just in recent years now, they have implemented new survey questions for measuring disability. Those questions are much better than they were ever before in earlier surveys. And therefore, I think we have a data source now that's workable, and consideration could be given to working and using that data to measure labor availability of people with disabilities in the workforce.